Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me. Yeah. And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is part two of Hump Day with Swanee and Friends. Part one, Kate McCarthy. You'll hear this first because we always put part two up, part one. Dane, just before we get to some of the listener questions and our math, science, gambling, Nathan Murphy ever crossed your path?
Obviously, I'm sure he has, but I don't think I've ever had a lot.
They did that well, the Pies.
Yeah, no, it was sad to see him go. So.
Extra year contract they snuck in. Did you know that?
Is that good on him?
They re-signed him a month ago. Extended him a year.
I wonder if the insurance company will look into that. Because I think you get three times your... I think when you're that young, so I only got half.
Yep.
So I was old. I think you get three... Yeah. Well, this the whole thing could have changed, but you get three extra contract when you're that
right
age. So if they knew he wasn't going to play, you could sign him for $1 million, and then you're not... But it'd probably stay in the cap, wouldn't it? Or would it stay in the cap?
Well, this is where the discussion is. So you would think logically that if the AFL is serious about protecting themselves for post-traumatic stress disorder legal actions, that they would be proactive in saying, here's your full payout, no worries, and here's a little bit extra.
Yeah, we think so.
Because that'll save them in the future.
Well, it's just PA's insurance. They pay you three times. So if you're on 500 a year, they'll give you 1.5 when you're young. That's how it was when I was there. And then it's like you're over 28, you get like 2x. Then it's like a sliding scale, 1x. And over when you were my age, 32, you get half. So they miss him. Well, they miss a lot of things a minute, but like they really miss him off up back. He was starting to escalate to be like an All-Australian at some stage. It's really, really important to Collingwood. They really, really like him down at half back. He's the one who did all the dirty work to let Darcy and Howie and that do their thing. So he's going to be sorely missed member of that team, and they need every fucking bit of help they can get at the minute.
And Jason, you were a Hawthorn supporter, weren't you?
Yep, growing up.
How much of it can you remember of Jason Dunstall's career?
A little bit. I wasn't like a diehard football fan, but my dad said I was jumped on the bandwagon because I went in all the premierships in the 80s and I was born in 84.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but he's
thoroughly deserved. Yeah.
Legend worthy. How many games? How many All-Australians has he been? How many games? Let's do some math.
I think he was straight into the Hall of Fame when he retired as soon as he was eligible.
That wouldn't surprise me. It's my field stuff, I'm sure of it.
To our people from Turtle, Ralph, front runners in Vaux Rogue Pride of Jenny style or swoopers like Chautauqua?
And what did you think? We had Kate obviously in the second pod. So was that the best ride you've seen in a long time?
It was the worst rides.
She won by 40 lengths.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the...
So the math science is...
So you mean the allergy? You mean the worst rides from everyone else?
Yes. Okay. So for those who don't follow racing much, this is the race you want to watch.
Just fast forward a couple of minutes then. Yeah.
Yeah. So she led by 35 lengths.
Was it
35?
35. When was the last time you seen someone lead by that much and win?
Only in hurdles.
Only in hurdles, when they ride for 7 kilometres.
That's right. Yeah. So it's over that far and sometimes you'll see a horse with a full jump in front or whatever. But so the maths science of it. And I work with a guy called Vince Cardi, clocks everything. Her speed was the same as it was at Flemington.
Okay.
That's her early speed.
Yeah.
So if you stop the race at the 800 metre mark, she was 15 lengths above average.
Yeah.
At Flemington, she was 15 lengths above average, mm-hmm. give or take 0.2 of a length or whatever. So the difference was at Flemington, she led by 10 lengths. On Saturday, she led by 35 lengths.
So whose fault? Whose fault was it? No one wanted to go from behind to try and to blow themselves up to help.
Everyone's.
Everyone's. So if one person goes with her, does she get beat?
It was a bit like what you talk about with pre-season training. If there was the young kid who's out in front, and you couldn't give a fuck, because it's not going to change you.
Yeah.
that's what it was. So she had to fall at a hole. The question I'm intrigued about, which is the unknowable, Winx would smash her head in every day of the week.
It would.
And by a long way. But would she have beaten her if she had been back in the pack with everything else?
Yeah. Well, what do you think Winx does? Chases her?
Yeah, well, Hugh Bowman would have got going at the 1,000-metre mark.
Yeah.
Because the thing about, we don't do the racing pod, but the difference is I could beat Usain Bolt if he gives me a 95-metre head start.
Yeah.
So eventually there's that type of maths. So they just were ridiculous anyway. But to Turtle's question, always back leaders. Always back leaders.
They give you a chance,
yeah. It doesn't mean you have to make your main bet or in general. Yeah. The further back you are, the harder it is to win. And while Swoopers look fantastic, they cost you money a lot.
The Prodigy has just jumped out of the ground, basically. Where's it come from?
So what we've found with older good mares is that they actually can mature into 5, 6, and 7, like the really good ones.
Yeah.
And she's
a really good one. I just got a really unique style of racing that people haven't caught up with.
Bit of both. She's winning a weak era if you compare it to the Winxes and Maccabi Divas of the world, but what she's doing up front is you see once in a generation.
So where's she go next? Road,
might and power. They'll probably spell her and bring her back for the Cox Plate. That'll be something. It'll be last ever Cox Plate in that tight
track. How will she go Cox Plate? Who's favourite for the Cox Plate?
She could beat what's here, but sometimes they bring one from overseas. Yeah, so they'll see what happens there. From JMEULO, Swan FC, big win for the Darras on the weekend and a cheeky sledge to the opposition. What's all that?
Cheeky sledge to the opposition? Why?
You're not a sledge, are you?
No. Well, they weren't very good. but that's all right. They won the flag last year, and I think Tyron Vickery played for them and that all last year, and I think they all jumped ship, got the flag, which is good on them. But, Darrows were very good. They looked... If someone's better than them in that league, they're obviously going to be pretty slick. They move the ball pretty well. I said I might have had a lot of it, but I played a half back, and they would have won that game with or without me. There's no doubt about it. So, hopefully that was round one. Hopefully I've kick-started their year, and they can... had a lot of people. Hopefully they raised some money, and they can, buy some new players, I guess.
From Stefan, how excited are you to go to the country this week, Swanee? Were you?
Talangatta.
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 Yes.
Yeah, now I'm down there.
Where is that, north? Or we're longer away.
Yeah, we hoot. So hopefully the weather's nice. So those are beautiful conditions for footy.
Normal Saturday Arvo time slot?
Yeah, normal today. Normal this week. So it's a 4-hour drive. I'm getting driven down there, so that'll be all right. So I'm sure have a nap in the back seat. It'll be good. Looking forward to getting down there and meeting the people of a place I've never been nor heard of. So, my body feels good now. So, I'm not sure I could play it 100% today, but give me a couple of days and I'll be cherry ripe by Saturday, ready to go.
It's from Stewie, our people under this, Dan. Why has the sound and production gone to a new level? Asking for a friend.
Samantha, what's Samantha doing?
Well, she posted that she did the last Bulldogs game.
She still watch. She worked on the week last Thursday.
I'm sure she worked on the
fuck,
weekend.
What? Then why is she here?
Well, I don't know. Where's her priorities?
What's the go? But that was Thursday too.
Exactly.
So a day earlier, it was a Wednesday.
So we've got
she had a baby.
Well, I don't know. Well, there's been nothing.
I was going to say she would have posted something on the beach or something like that with a baby. Yeah.
So Dan, who, if you're wondering where the Talk Birdie to Be podcast and the couple of blokes, have I got that right? Couple of blokes. Yep. Mark Allen and Shorter's podcast. So Dan's helped us out here, and hence we don't need to know what we're doing because Dan does, which is great. From Jay Cav, my birthday today. I haven't reshared anything to my story. Just thought I'd let you know.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Is that having a go at people who...
Yeah, reshare. Who would do such a thing or in concerts?
Not me. From Nathan, AFL style LeBron and JJ Redick podcast for the footy nerds, please and thank you.
Yeah.
Do you listen to them?
I follow them on social, so I'll watch their clips, but I know a lot about it, but it's pretty fucking like X's and O's.
Right.
Yeah, it's not just...
Doesn't do Urban Dictionary LeBron?
No, I'm not sure LeBron does. He swears in it though, which is a bit different. Like it's all X's and O's and all about... someone like Pendles would love it. Like all like proper basketball notes, you yes. actually know like all the... I don't mind it, but I get a bit bored sometimes, so I only watch the clips.
So apart from Pendles, who else in the AFL do you think would be right into that type of stuff?
Who else played basketball?
I don't know. Well, I think
Pendles
yeah.
is the only one that ever played basketball growing up.
Didn't Chris Petrarca? Was it
Pendles the only one. He took Paddy Mills' spot.
Mills
took his spot.
From Lesbird, what year do you think Geelong will finally bottom out and will it be in our lifetime?
They're a remarkable club, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
It helps when you've got those home ground.
Home ground
not
advantage.
The disadvantage.
Yeah. No, they are. They're a remarkable club. They do very, very well. Their list management is spot on. I'm not sure. Are they a destination club, you reckon?
That's the biggest change in the generation that they are now, and they weren't at all. You had to want to be a country hillbilly.
Yeah. But yeah, no, they're very good at what they do, the catch. You got to tip your cap when you can. And they're right back in the hunt this year, fucking to most people's dismay. But they get a lot of home ground advantages, don't they?
There should be a statue to Frank Costa out the front. There you go. Mr. McCall, when does partly cloudy change to partly sunny? So I'm going to have to do a prepared statement. If you could write it for me, please, Dane.
Yeah.
How shit my tips were on the weekend.
Okay, yeah.
And not only that, I actually put the wrong horse's name. I said partly sunny and it was partly cloudy. But there you go about what Turtle said earlier. I picked a couple that were out the back and they didn't have much luck, but they're out the back. So my bad for that. From PJ Marnie, what was Swanee's favourite day and time slot to play?
Friday nights was the best. You actually got the weekend off. Do what you like.
See, this is a contemporary of yours. I heard him on radio and I thought, how would Dane think exactly the same thing, even though he's come to the same thing, Friday night footy? Luke Hodge said he used to circle it because of the pressure and he used to love it and your centre of attention.
No, fuck that.
He never mentioned it was because you get the weekend off.
You got two nights on the piss. You got Friday and Saturday. It was awesome. You never used to get out on a Friday night. Or you could have a huge crack on the Friday into Saturday. Then you could sleep and you'd be freshish for Monday, but that or your Saturday afternoon. Saturday night was pushing it because like if you always had to train Monday unless you played Sunday, like by the time you got left the footy would be like midnight, so you wouldn't get going till like 2-3 a.m. so then you would be out late. So Saturday Arvo was the cutoff. We didn't really get Thursdays, but like your traditional 2 p.m. or 2:30 whatever it was, Saturdays or Friday nights. Friday, everyone wants to play Friday night because you get the weekend off.
See, Luke Hodge didn't say that.
Luke Hodge got no idea.
From Matt Craig, is Dale better at boxing or commentating?
I haven't heard any commentate, but he couldn't be any worse at boxing.
From Rills, Swanee, since Bella's having a break, how do I go about getting a refund?
Not bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
From Roscat, what's your favourite fast food?
KFC, but I barely eat that kind of stuff, but when I do, it's KFC. Yep. Well,
From R. Jordan, about to have my first kid, don't know about the sex, but throw me some name suggestions.
You don't know about sex?
Well, he doesn't know which sex it would be. I reckon he knows about it enough to have got one in the way.
Well, Dane?
Yep. Well, I was thinking for a girl, Jenny, for a boy, Gold Trip.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like that?
Well.
Yeah, no, it's current events. Yeah, pop culture. Dane, I think we will.
Okay.
Both.
From Sam Summers, how many snags will Swanee kick for the Ararat Eagles next week? Is that the week after,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I think so.
That
week
God,
after.
You're busy.
Yeah. I prefer to play off half back, so hopefully, depends on how good or bad we're going, but maybe a couple.
Fair enough. From Timon Peters, what is Ralphie's price to step in the ring?
Ralphie, what is your price to step in the ring?
Could I substitute my brother? he was a Victorian middleweight champion. So, I can't fight my way over wet paper packs.
No, yeah, but either could Dale. So there's a Corey McKernan wasn't great.
Not great.
So is there a there'd be a price for $1 million? You would.
Yeah.
Okay, probably. So for 900, so we could just work all the way down. There'd be a price.
It's like the classic conundrum.
You do it for You do it for 150.
$150?
Yeah.
Forget the quaddy. Yeah, exactly. Okay, after this, we'll look at math science around six.
Ox and Marco, a couple of great mates with a fun podcast. And occasionally, well, let's just say it can get a little sexy.
No, it wasn't my first pash.
Okay.
It was my first...
Early.
Emotional pash. Or the first one with feelings. In the back of a laser.
Right.
Little Ford laser gear it was too. So, it had, you know, it had the velour seats.
First pash, I was 11 years old.
Oh, here we go. 11.
11?
11 years old.
I didn't even know I had anything at 11.
And I was on a cricket pitch.
Oh.
in Box Hill.
Don't tell me you bowled her over.
No.
Ox and Marco's Couple of Blokes podcast. Lots of fun, plenty of banter, and even the odd bit of romance. There's a new episode every Wednesday. Just search Couple of Blokes wherever you get your podcasts.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Part two, which we're putting up as part one, math science. This is guess the lines time. Yep. I've already written down my lines.
I haven't.
So we're starting off Thursday night. How good is Thursday night footy, honestly?
Yeah, it is. Is it every week this year?
No. There's still a bit of banter going on between the networks. So we'll see where that takes us.
Okay.
St Kilda and the Dogs. Like I said, I've already written it down, but I've got the lines in front of me. So you go first.
St Kilda and the Dogs.
Yeah, what do you think the line should be?
Well, I'm picking the Dogs this week, no matter what. I think this is a math science on the Dogs, but it'd be near a pick em, I would say. I reckon 4.5 Saints.
2.5 Saints.
Saints, okay. Yeah.
Are you taking the 2.5?
I might take him outright. Fuck it.
The head to head, you see, you get $1.95 instead of $1.90.
Then what's the Saints then? They're both under a dollar, both under $2.
I'm not looking. I won't say where I'm looking, but they're not a very competitive market, is it? But anyway, we'll go for the lines. I thought the line should be 8.5, but with the Saints on form.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. This is math science written all over it. Yeah. The Dogs. So,
like I said last week, which I should have fucking thought about. Yeah.
Well, the overreactions are the ones you always got to think about. And just look at that one.
I was nearly going to take a 1-39, but if they win by 40, I'll spew.
By the way, I have had some correspondence about why I didn't put the math science scoreboard up. And it was shit, but I'll put it up when we post this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a bad one. From Adelaide v Essendon. Now, Adelaide's 14th on the ladder. Essendon is 9th on the ladder. What say you?
I think there might be an overreaction in the market due to Essendon and Adelaide winning, but 13.5 of Crows.
Bang. Yep, 13.5. I thought it'd be 6.5.
Wish I could fucking gamble this while I pick the lines. Fuck.
Exactly. So I thought it'd be 6.5. So they're giving you two goals and a bit for the home ground advantage, no doubt. One thing which is interesting, so both of these sides just average on the expected score. So 16-4 they kicked Adelaide, but Essendon kicked 15-6. And that's also why there's been some money for the Dogs, because of Essendon. Margin flattered them on the expected score side of things, which is how the pros punt. I'm not saying that it's whether it's good,
what's
bad, or
the total?
That's what I was about to look for, because I would say there's the opportunity.
Have we got a weather check in Adelaide?
Dry.
Dry.
It's perfect. Always dry this time of year.
Okay, thanks, mate.
So, which way are you going?
Well, I want to hear the total first.
172.5.
I'm going to take the Crows 1-39.
All right. I'm taking unders. Now, that's a high line.
Mm.
Previously, as we said, they kicked really straight. Adelaide's previous four games, 63, 34, 77, 54. Essendon's previous two games, 42 and 77. So the line's saying they've got to average 85 each.
That's a high line. I don't disagree.
Yep. So I'm going unders and you're going Adelaide 1-39.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't get to watch your team this week, Dane. Pies.
Oh, yes. Hattie.
V Port. Has there ever... Well, firstly, I won't say anything. What do you think the line should be?
Well, there's... Collingwood have no right to be favourites in this game, but for some reason I think they're going to be. But I think this might be a pick'em. What I think it should be, or what I think the line will be, because they're two very different answers.
Right. Firstly, what do you think the line will be?
What I think the line will be, I think the Pies will be about like 3.5.
Well, what are you saying?
Well, I'll say 2.5. I think the Port should be about 9.5, 10.5 favourite. Yeah,
but you think the line will be?
I think the line will be Pies minus 2.5.
And I think the line should be 4.5.
Which way?
It's 3.5.
Which way?
To Collingwood.
Yeah, and you think it should be? You think Pies should be favourite in this game?
No, I thought the line would be that.
I know, but what do you? Yeah, this is a fucking
Port third versus Collingwood 13th. Yes, Port should be favourite.
That's right. So I mean, so what do you think? So when you're asking it, when you're guessing these, are you guessing what you think they should be or what you think they will be?
Guessing what I think the line will be.
Will be.
Not and what then I give my opinion about what I want to be with.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tip Collingwood because it's Collingwood, but they have no right to be favourite in this game.
No.
No. But Port undefeated because there would be mass science about it.
No, the D's knocked off Port.
Oh, well, what is it? How do you take Collingwood? They've had a bye. They'll be fresh off the bye. Maybe that's something into it. So I'm going to take them.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm going to take a little multi this week. We'll get to that. Well, you'll pick why. But, yep. Just so it is an over-under. Crowd.
Weather's going to be fine Saturday?
Bit of rain. Light showers.
55?
I'll go 72.
72, fuck.
And of the 72, or of the 55, percentage-wise, we're talking 95. That's got to be a big factor.
Yeah. Maybe a bit wet underfoot. I hope Talangetta's fucking dry, but but Pies have given no indication that they should be favourites in this game.
No.
So would it surprise me if Port wins by four goals? Absolutely not.
On form.
Yeah, of course.
Neutral ground.
Yeah.
Port by four.
Yeah.
MCG, I'm going the Pies too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Righto, the Blues and GWS. Oof. Blues are six.
That's a tough game to pick this week.
It's on top. There's lots of them like that.
Where's this?
This is at under the roof.
This should near be a pick 'em too. I think there's been some injuries, hasn't there? I've read briefly.
Carlton got a shit run with injuries. Yes.
GWS. Sam Taylor's hit. Did I read he's
Sam out? Taylor's out. Is it concussion protocol?
I'm going to take GWS 3.5, 4.5.
4.5. You think it should be?
Yeah.
I thought it should be 3.5.
Why is it? Three and a half.
Again, I'm going with the home ground advantage.
You going Carlton? So I'm going Carlton. The plus.
What's that?
Carlton's the plus, yeah.
Carlton's minus.
Oh, minus, okay. Yeah.
GWS. Carlton the favourite.
Yeah. GWS undefeated?
I've got to check that. I think they are.
Oh, well, there's some. Give me a total. No, I don't know. I couldn't give you a picky win in this game. We're going to have to pick a total.
174.5.
Give me the under the roof. Give me the over.
Give you the under. Give you the over.
Yeah, undefeated. Yeah, there's been mass science about.
So what are you doing?
Give me the over.
Over.
The tsunami.
Okay, you're at the over. Another one. Very, very tough.
I'll just be coming off the field, like sit in the change rooms at Talangatta and watch the watch the footy. What did I say there? Over. Carlton over. But if I had to pick a winner in that game, I'd probably take the Blues because Jerry West is due a lot. It's a math science feel about it.
So, talk about home ground advantage. Brisbane host Geelong. Brisbane are 10th. Geelong are 2nd.
Brisbane are going to be favourite in this game. There's no doubt about it.
What do you think the line is?
9.5.
It's 11.5. I thought it'd be a pick 'em.
Nah.
So, Brisbane's So let's think this through.
This is a huge, this has got a, Geelong might get belted. It's got a huge amount of science about it.
Geelong might get belted.
Yep. Yeah, so I won't take a total then.
I'm sticking with the home ground advantage, but I'm surprised the Lions moved that far. And keep in mind, it's moved on one game. We always talk about the weekly overreaction.
Yeah, but they're due.
So Brisbane back on track, or was it one win?
Well, we'll find out, because Collingwood and Brisbane got dudded with the early starts of the season. So I was told they were all a month behind. Now this is basically them back, so we'll find out.
And I heard Hoiny last night saying Brisbane's got it all the...
All the key indicators.
Indicators. Don't understand any of it, but I'm sure it's more smart.
Yep, Lions line. Yep.
11.5. Oh, I want to go against it because I thought it was a pick 'em, but anyway, I won't. So I'm with you. Lions.
Yep.
Have you got a third team? Is it West Coast?
Yeah, no, they go West Coast.
What should the line be? West Coast off a dominant win over Richmond that were just about at full strength.
Yeah.
Yep. They had Waitman, Hartman out.
Probably should look at the teams before.
Royce Hart was out. Yeah.
Probably should look at the teams before I fucking give my best bets.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I'd feel sick if I was with West Coast. Had no confidence in Richmond. Yeah. So I thought, well, they just won't be able to kick enough. Totally. And then the crowd got behind the Eagles, and all of a sudden it was the
Bukkake of goals.
Oh, it was like the early 90s again. So what do you think the line should be?
Who is West Coast playing?
Fremantle, local derby.
Oh, derby.
Yeah. Derby.
23.5.
I said 22.5. It's 32.5. Why aren't they trusting the Eagles?
Yeah. What's the total? Freo, mate.
That's the cash cow this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my best. At least I got the best right.
Yeah.
165.5.
Yeah. Well, why would you back against something that... Yeah, give it to me.
Unders?
Yeah.
Yep. We're agreeing too much this week, but anyway, that's fine. Sydney...
But I'll take Freo in at the line. I reckon West Coast celebrated, got to be excited, and then they'll come out and get right between the eyes.
Yep.
But Freo unders, it's like the same with the Saints. If you can't, they're just money for jam at the minute, isn't it?
Sydney, Gold Coast. Another.
Some decent games of footy this week.
What do you think the line should be at Sydney?
Sydney coming off by 11.5.
I thought 10.5. It's 19.5.
Okay. Well, I got that wrong.
Yeah.
What's the total? SCG?
SCG, 170.5.
This is unders.
Under?
Yeah, it's an unders ground. I repeat this regularly. Swans under. Or 139? No, give me the Swans under.
I'm going Sydney 1-39.
Yeah, okay.
They've got a bit of trust about them, the Gold Coast Suns. They're starting to really put together. And speaking of trust, North Melbourne, your second side versus Hawthorne. Woo!
They've broken my trust. Their man West Coast, who I was cash cows for, they really fucked me on the weekend.
Yep, it's disgusting.
Who are they playing?
So North Melbourne and Hawthorn.
Oof, where's this Sunday after? Is this the last game of Sunday?
It's the last game.
Oh, you beauty! I sit on the couch, fucking tucked in a good game of footy.
Can you what? Can you barrack for an under? Watching that? Can that break?
Yeah,
no.
Well, what's it?
What do you think the line should be?
Oh, mate, Hawthorn may be. Well, there's no way North are favourites. Let's just get that over and done with. I reckon they might give the Hawks nearly four goals. I'm going to say 22.
I thought 17.5. 16.5.
Okay, yeah. Oh, wow.
So it's the battle of the movable object versus the resistible force.
What's the total?
Total points over under 172.5.
Weather, okay.
Under the roof, yep.
Now, I feel, now that I've been on North, I feel like I have to keep going down that path till I get them right. But it's 22.5. You have to take Hawthorn. You just cannot, in my right mind, pick North Melbourne. Who are you taking?
Unders.
Yeah, okay.
I know it could be a Bukkake goal.
They burnt me. They hurt me. Yeah. They hurt me.
Yeah. Bring your mouth guard.
Yeah.
Training. All right. So you're taking the Hawks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my best is Freo at the West Coast unders. What's your best?
Brisbane.
And I'm going to take a little parlay, a four and five win parlay.
Sounding very American.
All the home ground advantages.
Okay, yeah.
Because this is 1 week. We've got some savage home ground
advantages. Okay, now I can have a look.
Pies, Crows, Blues, Brisbane, and Sydney.
Hold on. Let me check what that multi is. So you've got what? I'll add it up. I'll do the multi.
Adelaide,
yep.
Yep. Collingwood.
Yep.
Carlton.
Yep.
Brisbane.
Yep.
Sydney.
Not taking Freo?
No, just...
That's $9.77.
I'm going to take a line multi as well.
Yeah, with all them?
Yep.
Yeah. That'd be a lot.
So anyway, that's my little play. Anyway, racetrackralphie.com.au for my racing work. I'll just give tips. I'll give a voucher back this week. Just missed a quaddy for a lot of money on Saturday, they don't pay on Just Missed.
No, they don't. No,
Dabble 30. Dane's
136 at Dabble for all my million multis that I'm going to put on.
And I'm going to, like I said, I've read a prepared statement and I'm going to bounce back at Sydney for us on our people on Saturday morning. So go to our Instagram, Swanee and Friends Instagram, and I'll put up a couple of tips for Sydney. In the meantime, gamble responsibly.